As the anniversary of September 11th approaches, many of us are remarking on how our lives have changed over the past year. NPR's news analyst Daniel Shore believes that the truth is very little.
I do not see the transformation of America in the past year that many talk about. Perhaps that's because of my age. I have vivid memories of the profound transformation that World War II brought about, the entry of women into the workforce, the inception of the movement for racial integration, starting with the armed forces, volunteerism, and a willingness to sacrifice, a multilateral worldview that enabled the country that had torpedoed the League of Nations to create the United Nations. By contrast, the year since 9/11 has left us with little more than a profusion of flags, a heightened sense of respect for uniformed public servants, and an uneasy sense of vulnerability. The USA Freedom Corps that President Bush called for has not taken off. The State of the Union summons to a new culture of responsibility to replace the culture of selfishness became almost a mockery when the series of financial scandals starting with Enron broke. Today, the Wall Street Journal records that by 38% to 30%, the economy outranks terrorism as a priority for Americans, and 64% lack the confidence to invest in stocks. The Washington Post records that positive attitudes towards government, which soared after 9/11, have largely changed back. And by a small majority, Americans believe that the country is seriously off on the wrong track. It remains to be seen what effect the saturation media coverage of the anniversary on Wednesday will have on public attitudes. Television conveys emotion better than it conveys information, and the networks are wrestling with the problem of commemorating without exploiting a day full of unsettling images. One hears much of a greater sense of solidarity, of public-spiritedness and religious tolerance since 9/11, and more civility. And one might add, increased apprehension and increased bridling at inconvenience. In the end, I suspect, we will end up being much the way we were. This is Daniel Shore.